Mix of sun and cloud going up to a high of -2 today. You're listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Jean here at the New Classical FM. And we played that because...
because Marika Bournaki's here. Internationally renowned classical pianist Marika Bournaki is playing tomorrow night Mozart's one of his more dramatic scores, his Piano Concerto No. 20 in D minor, with Symphonia Toronto and conductor Noorhan Arman at the Glenn Gould Studio. And Marika, as I said, joins us this morning to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, did you have this in your repertoire already, Marika, or were you called and said, would you learn this for this concert?
I actually did have this Mozart concerto on my fingers, sort of. It's one of my...
Sort of.
Well, you know, I've learned in the past. It's actually one of my favorites. So actually when I was 15 or 16, I had a huge Mozart phase. And I remember I went back one winter for winter break from Juilliard. And I kind of got crazy about it and I learned it. And it's the second Mozart concerto I learned.
It's right, also yeah. one of the few minor key things that
it
he
is.
Wrote.
It is. It's super dramatic.
Yeah.
And I was 16 and, you know, teenager.
So.
But, you know, wait. Now, at 9 years of age, you played the concerto number 17.
That's right. G major.
G major.
And now, then I didn't like Mozart for a couple of years and then I loved it again.
So, I mean, this might sound really stupid, but I'm going to ask it anyway. When did you know that you had something maybe someone else didn't have?
I don't know. I still sometimes don't think I have something that somebody else, but I always loved music. So I was 5 years old when I started playing and I came from a musical, you know, there was music in my family and very quickly I discovered a real passion for it.
Yes.
And I would say that concert actually, when I played with the MSO in Montreal, the Mozart, that was one of the first bigger concerts I did. And I remember when I walked on stage, I was like, well, this is the most amazing thing ever that I can do this and play music and play a concerto. And
yes.
Yeah.
So it was more fun and exciting than nerve-wracking and terrifying.
Yeah, I guess.
Cool.
It was, yeah.
Okay, so you have this concert coming up tomorrow. Mozart's birthday is on Saturday.
I know.
And you know, you said you went through a period where you didn't like Mozart.
Yeah.
What drew you back in? What made you like him more again?
Well, I think that it was kind of an immature reason I didn't like Mozart. It was like I was young and a lot of kids learn Mozart just because it's, I don't know, some teacher's thing. Actually, playing Mozart is one of the hardest things to ever do.
Sure.
But I think that there's an association with kids playing Mozart or, you know, baby Mozart and stuff. So I was like, ugh, no Mozart for me. And then I think the drama of that piece. Also, at that time, I learned the Mozart A minor sonata, which is also a very dramatic piece.
Very much
so I was really into minor key. The drama, and I really felt that in those pieces.
Great.
And I'm getting the feeling that you're very much like that yourself.
Sometimes. Sometimes. But this piece, like we just heard, ends in major. So it has like a nice turn of events suddenly,
right.
And it ends light and funny. And
And how has it been working with Maestro Noorhan Arman?
I have not worked with him yet.
Oh.
So I arrived in Toronto yesterday. I have my first rehearsal this afternoon and concert tomorrow.
Wow.
So
how
things
nice
happen
of you
very
to come
quickly.
In this
but
morning.
I heard he's really wonderful, and I know the Symphonia sounds very, sounds great. So
yeah,
I'm looking forward
nice little,
to, yes,
a tight
I know.
Little band.
Yeah.
They
I know,
are
so.
Really a nice little tight band. Now, for you in this concerto, what would you say is the most difficult part of the concerto for you? The most challenging?
I'll be a braggart and say none of it.
Well, I don't know. I feel that it has a very natural evolution. So I don't think that anything is really challenging.
Okay.
We're actually playing an arrangement this week. So I'm actually looking forward to see how the strings, because we don't have any winds.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
It's going to be the Lochner arrangement, which is basically the strings playing everything. So I'm just looking forward to seeing how it's going to sound without, you know, I'm used to hearing the oboe and the horns and the trumpets and stuff. So just to see how it's going to blend together.
Does that change? That must change how you approach the concerto as well.
It might a little bit, just
in terms of
yeah, sounds and textures and, you know,
how loud
instruments,
you're going
to
be.
Yeah, how to imitate instruments and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll discover this afternoon.
And will you do, you were saying when we were playing the piece right beforehand, that's my cadenza. Or will you be doing a different cadenza as a result as well?
Well, Brendel was playing, I think, his own cadenza in the recording.
Yeah.
I'm playing Beethoven's cadenzas, which are very dramatic. And they're the typical cadenzas. Well, typical. They're usually played with this piece.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, going through your resume here, I see this thing about You're a different kind of star. What's about this award-winning documentary, I'm Not a Rock Star?
So it's a documentary about me, about my life. Bobby Jo Hard is a filmmaker based in Montreal, and she started following me starting at age 12. And she followed me from 12 to 20. Mm-hmm. And she made a film about me called I'm Not a Rock Star. And there's also like footage of me like when I'm a child. So it's basically my whole life from 0 to 22 on film.
Boy.
It's kind of weird for me to...
I bet.
Yeah, to have shared that with everybody. I'm not a rock star. It's a wonderful tool, actually. I've done a lot of concerts where I play and present the film. And it's been cool to show this because I've been to a lot of film festivals and I think it's been opening the world of classical music a little bit.
That's terrific. Yeah. So what do you do in your spare time?
I play music.
Funny that.
Fair enough.
I listen to music. I do some yoga sometimes. Mm-hmm. I love drinking and cooking and stuff.
Mm-hmm. What are your? I mean, you know, you went through a love Mozart, hate Mozart phase. You're back into loving Mozart.
Yes.
What other composers really, really call to you now at this point in your life?
One of my favorite composers is Schumann.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Has been for a long time. Mm-hmm. Most recently I've had a little like Schubert thing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I know.
Tunes a plenty.
But in general, I would say that what I most prefer is the, like from Bach, mm-hmm. early classical, early romantic. Okay. It's really what I prefer or I love or I feel most connected to.
And what's coming up for you?
What's coming up? Well, next, I'm going to Boulder in Colorado with, my boyfriend / music partner, Julian Schwartz, who's a cellist, and we're a duo. So we play a lot together, and we won a competition, a chamber music competition last year, and so we're going back to present some concerts there.
Neat. What's on the bill?
We're playing Beethoven D major cello sonata, Brahms E minor sonata.
Oh, nice.
Yes, I'm playing solo Bach because it's we're presented in the Bach festival there. So
right. Oh, cool.
Bach toccata and
that's
stuff.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so that's coming up.
Well, we want to wish you all the best tomorrow night. I'm sure you're going to have a lot of fun no matter what.
I'm very excited. I'm excited to be at the Glen Gould Studio, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I heard
Is this
beautiful.
The first time you've ever played there?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That'll be fabulous.
Can't wait to see it.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
We've been speaking with pianist Marika Bornacki about her concert tomorrow night with Symphonia Toronto at the Glen Gould Studio at 8 p.m. For tickets, call 416-499-0403 or go to symphoniatoronto.com. Thank you, Marika.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.